Morning.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
Yeah, it is.
No, wait.
It's just Thursday.
You always find a reason to party.
To party!
Like what?
Like what?
Like? Tomorrow's Friday.
And then suddenly it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason.
Told you.
Showtime.
TSN 1200.
How's it going, everybody? 820. That was supposed to be a top-of-the-hour update. Who's in charge of this monstrosity? Come on, you guys.
Falcon up.
We're supposed to be re-entering this hour at like 8:05. We're 15 minutes late. 15 minutes.
I'm really disappointed in myself.
Thank you.
And I apologize.
You're the executive producer of the show. You're responsible for keeping... Now, I can't... Listen, it can't be helped with Simmer. He gets on a stream of consciousness and he just goes. Okay, so I understand there are limitations that you're working with right here.
That's true.
Okay? But you can keep me under wraps.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
He has the ability to just turn me off. I mean, that's all you have to do. And then just go right to the break.
We should not let the clock dictate a good conversation. That is my motto. That is my rule. If there's a good conversation going on and we don't have a guest to lead up to, hey, well, let's just keep rocking and rolling.
Good point by you. And I'll say this, and I mean this in all sincere. First of all, who actually wears a watch anymore? Most people have time on their phone.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And there was a time. Listen, I understand. There was a time when we all followed the rule of time. You began your job, you worked from 9 to 5, you were there at 8:59, you punched your time card. Yeah. I don't think time in the world we live in right now really means as much. If we want to get into a deep conversation about time, what is time, really?
Oh, geez. Based on my girlfriend, it means nothing. So, yeah. That's based
She'd
on
be the one to say.
We've got
to
be there at 8 o'clock, dear.
No, there's like the other day. Her and Zach are off to soccer practice. They're like, "What time are you supposed to be there?" 7:40. They're like, "What time?" It's 7:36, and he's still putting his socks on. So hey, I find it personally. Yes. I hate not being on time. Mm. And as far as time, it's interesting what people are doing from work. What I also saw, guys, I don't know how you feel. The other day was 2 days ago at 5 o'clock. That was the most traffic I saw in old North Manitowoc in a long time. There was a ton of people out on the road that I kind of wondered, are people getting back to regular routine now as we've gotten into the fall?
Yeah, I think.
Have you guys noticed any different traffic? Well, we're not really in the normal traffic, but no. Yeah.
No. Actually, I have, because I was on the road and I went through North Manitowoc yesterday to drop my wife off for a little dinner with friends.
Yeah.
And I found it just waiting at those lights, just going stage to stage, trying to get over that bridge. And then take River Road out to...
Hang on, you had to drop your wife off was she going on a bender?
Yeah, she was... No,
it's a school
just
night.
Just a couple of buddies that hadn't got together in a while, so there was going to be some wine drank, and so she was responsible.
Did you have to go and pick her up, or did you take the Uber machine?
My God, I was hoping that one of her friends just kind of corked the bottle and said, I'll drive you home, but no, 8 o'clock came the phone call and said, all right, come get me.
Wow.
So, no, I was the DD. I was the Uber driver.
That's pretty good, though, Hammer. I like it.
Okay. All right. Couple of things. First of all, we'll get to the Brady thing in just a second. Yeah. We have to go back to, because it's important that we establish standards on this show, particularly when there's $1,000 up for grabs. So, okay, we finished the contest with our friend Lionel. Okay. And Simmer brings up something.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Yeah.
And then I open up the old text machine box and it's like, there they are. Everybody wondering about what was going on with Lionel, because again, one of the rules that we have is I have to accept your first full complete answer. So let's review. Did Dave Winfield deliver the World Series winning hit for the Jays against Atlanta or Philly?
He delivered the against Atlanta.
Okay. All right. So there is the moment of controversy.
Yeah, now, that's a tough one.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
It's not that tough.
Judging by us now having to make a ruling here, Lionel did not answer all the questions correctly. So we're not talking about the potential of having to remove a $1,000 winner. Okay. And also, depending on how we're going to go with this, we're not going to take back his $10 as well. Lionel, you're good to go with your $90. But if the rule is I have to accept your first full complete answer, can we play that one more time, please, if you don't mind? Did Dave Winfield deliver the World Series winning hit for the Jays against Atlanta or Philly? Okay. So.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Hey,
well, Hammer's
got the ultimate ruling.
Well, my thought was is that JR should not have finished the question. As soon as Lionel came out with the no, JR should have stopped and went right to the next question.
Yeah.
I think you kind of led him to answer a second time by finishing the question.
All right.
I think is what happened.
Lionel trying to be a bit of a smarty pants too, though. He threw the Tim Raines before he got to the multiple choice, but that's okay. Yeah.
But with the Tim Raines,
trying to answer fast.
Yeah, with the Tim Raines, he said Tim Raines, because I said, what's the nickname of the guy? Is the Rock, and I said Ron, and he said Tim Raines. So I moved on before I actually said Tim Raines when he said Tim Raines. So I did do it as you suggested how I did it with that one, but I continued when he answered incorrectly with the other one. I am leaning toward that for future reference, if we're following the rules as they're laid out, that I would have had to, I'll agree, at stopping at that moment, and that would be deemed then, therefore, an incorrect answer, and we would have moved on. Yeah. So that Lionel gets the 10 because I wasn't firm on it. Yeah. Are you guys in agreement?
Yeah, I agree. And I think as a man of the people, Jerry, you're trying so hard to give away the 1,000 bone. You were kind of giving him a second chance there.
A lease on life, as it were.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the kind of good man that I am.
Yeah.
I think if you're trying to get rid of the $1,000, I think you need to just try to get into your inner Will Ferrell when it comes to Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live and just go with questions. What noise does a dog make? Pick any number whatsoever.
What is your name?
Exactly.
Those aren't sports questions, though.
Well, you can make them sport. What's the great one's last name? Yeah. You can get to those Jeopardy-esque
questions. We may be reaching a point where I need to do that. And that's where the good listener is going to have to deliver. Because if someone fails on that level of question, then we may have to revoke the contest.
But you still have to make it challenging. $1,000 should be earned, not given.
Someone texts in and says, if no one wins the 1,000, does the money go toward the 1,200 Christmas party? To which I say, well, we no longer have the Christmas
party.
It's
a semi...
and secondly, it goes right into my pocket.
Semi, not annual. If you have something every 10 years, what is that? Hey,
retired.
every decade. Yeah. That's what that would be. Yeah. Okay. All right. And I'm sorry to kind of taking it down the rabbit hole of the coffee cup. And no, for the people that when I said I was going to reheat my coffee in the metal mug in the microwave, I didn't actually mean that I was going to do that. People took it the wrong way.
Good suggestion.
I need the coffee cup suggestion. Many people going with the Yeti. Someone wants to know where you can find the Yeti for $32 because they want to know.
What is it, like 37?
No. No, they didn't say what it was, but you ain't getting it for $32.
I have not bought a Yeti mug that isn't $30. Yeah. It's been $30.
The Costco mug, coffee mug. So this is, again, to reiterate, I want a good coffee mug. Keeps my coffee hot, but I don't want it with a lid.
Yeah.
The thing at Costco you talked about, I believe, is called the Contigo.
Okay.
Yeah, I googled it.
Comes in a little six-pack action. And as far as a Yeti, you can get them from Source for Sports, our good friend Rob, right out in Barrhaven, their hammer. And they got good deals on them.
Does he have the coolers, too?
I'm not sure, actually. Cooler is kind of cool, right? The look of it and the whole thing. If you're on a high-end boat now, you got to have a Yeti cooler. Otherwise, you look like a fool.
Well, you got to look the part, right?
Yeah, big time.
Someone says, I have a Swell brand coffee mug. Keeps my coffee warm for about 8 hours with the lid off. All right?
Does anybody still have a strong...
Swell water bottle.
Oh, okay.
Which keeps my water cold.
Okay.
So I am, you know, if I'm being brand inclusive here, they've done a good job with my cold water. So as the texter have suggested, the warm, keeping my coffee, I might be inclined to go that direction.
Still not a big fan of that faux wood.
No, I don't like
it either. On that.
Again, it was a Christmas gift.
Yeah, also, anybody going with a strong thermos game anymore these days? Like, that's still the twisting of the lid, the sound of the coffee coming out.
It was like, it just reminds me of bad school lunches. Oh chicken noodle soup. Oh, great.
The hot dog in there was really
the
wiener
water. The wiener water. Oh, my God.
That's legendary, actually. Oh, although a tasty old dog, though, when you got her. Hey, a nice hot dog.
Was it really? Honestly,
absolutely better than what I was having.
Oh. It was always interesting to have something hot at school. I never had the thermos dog, But to see the kids that were having a hot meal at school,
there was
a little bit of jealousy.
Like, I really said those their parents actually care about them. There was no doubt about it. That's why when Pizza Day came from Gabriel's Pizza on St. Joseph Boulevard, JR,
yes,
it was the greatest moment of life. Like I swear that when the pizza arrived,
what about
nothing,
the one kid that didn't buy it, that didn't purchase it? They still have the cheese slice sandwich going.
I don't remember that hammer, to be quite honest with you. Nowadays, you probably can't have it in the class, but I just don't think that pizza has ever smelt any better, Jer. I mean that sincerely. The middle of a cold Canadian winter day, Henry Monroe Middle School, and all of a sudden, pizza guy arrives. Like, seriously. Like, it may have been the greatest thing that I've ever had in my life, sincerely.
They still have Chocolate Milk Day, too? I still remember when that was a thing?
I think they have Milk Day, yeah. I don't know if you can go chocolate or white. I don't know if you've got the pick, but I remember there being a Milk Day.
Speaking of sort of feeling let down, like my parents don't love me, okay? You're a student and it's I guess it's Milk Day. There are 30 kids in the class, 29 and get chocolate milk, and you're old healthy. I got my weight milk going on here.
Yeah.
What a letdown.
And every time you do the first sippage, you could taste the rotten milk that's satin on the outside of it, right? Because it's been in the same container. It's been dropped on, contaminated, everything else not very good.
My mom never bought me the old Milk Day thing. She would just toss some milk in a jar and put the lid on it.
With the wiener water.
Nice. Never had the hot meal. That would always end up spilling around and getting milk all over my lunch.
Now I'm getting sick to my stomach on a couple of things. Homogenized milk that came in that terrible container that tastes like the container. And then the other one, when some poor person realized people on the airbase or anywhere else that didn't have any cash, when they went to the powdered milk. Jumping. And it had to be almost frozen to even be able to get down. But that homogenized stuff, do you remember that, JR, in the packaging there?
No, but anything powdered eggs at hotels for hockey tournaments, just the worst. The breakfast with the hotel room for the sports tournaments, whatever, you could probably get them with baseball.
Don't even bother.
No, it's just I would honestly go with bagel and peanut butter, which I might as well bring from home.
The bagel has been rock hard.
Probably.
Not tasting very good. The eggs are disgusting.
Yeah.
The juice bar is basically whatever sugar water they got available in three different flavors.
Probably Tang.
Tang. Wow, you'd be thrilled if they had Tang. Hey? Well, they had one apple, one cherry, and one orange juice, and there's no way it was Tang.
Okay.
Lunches were never
people have taken, you know what? You can send me the texts. I'm going to laugh at them, but I can't read them on the air, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right. 8:32.
Well, you're looking at the time here. Yeah. What do you want to do? Okay. Get on time?
Can we get... Sorry, I'm going to go off here in
tighten
a bit of
up.
A tangent.
You're a tall man. Should be able to see where this clock
is.
No,
I can't because I like my chair where I like my chair, and I got the monitor.
And you've got a phone right in front of you.
Doesn't matter. The clock is broken, and so they put the new clock behind my computer monitor, so now I have to lift up to see what time it is to already...
Okay, you
know
got two
that
things.
We're late.
You've got a phone and you've got a bloody monitor right in front of you. And you can just look in the bottom right corner to find out what time it is.
I'm a creature of habit. I'm a creature of habit. Anyway, okay, let's get this back on board. Yeah. You guys have taken us totally off the rails.
Exactly.
All right, we got Steve Samara coming up next hour. We're going to talk about university football, which is kicking off this weekend. Of course, Panda Game coming up in a couple of weeks. So we'll take a break, though. We're going to reset. Okay, we're going to connect the dots and we're going to get you the very latest on what's going on with Brady Tkachuk, the birthday boy, today. Is today the day the contract's coming? A lot of people are connecting the dots. Gord Miller, birthday, sends Twitter page, all that. They're all going, this has got to be the day. Yeah. This has got to be the day. Is it going to be the day? We know one thing. They never really announce news until we're off the air. I'm not sure what's going on there. Usually the press release comes out at 10:01.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're looking for, when do I want to be tuned in to find out what's going on? 10:01 may be your time, if it's coming today. The very latest on the Tkachuk situation and much more when we continue. Coming up next right here on Sports Radio, TSN 1200. Dina, if you're in Detroit, welcome back, everybody. That was all jumping off a Brady Tkachuk discussion from last hour. Took you a while to kind of find that song. Did you have to blow the dust off the 45 or what was going on there?
It didn't take me a while. It just... took a while to get to the break because you like to go 40 minutes before we go to break.
Yeah,
that's
1989, full-on disc action here, boys. Not even tape cassette.
Not even tape?
Well, no, this is 1989. Well. Finish off the year with the Oshawa Generals. Remember when this came out? Absolutely love it. Have it on my workout. And you also played a little Avicii action earlier.
Yes, sir.
Tremendous documentary if you get an opportunity. Unfortunately, he kills himself at the end, but the rest of it was very
Spoiler.
Well done.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Okay, welcome back. couple of things. On your question, Simmer, and we're going to get to Brady here. Okay?
Yeah.
Guys, keep diverting the discussion.
Discussion of what?
yes, traffic. To answer your question, traffic is up, way up. He's He says, I can't deliver food easily with everyone out and about.
Nice.
So that's food delivery guy.
That's
would
good
know.
To know. Yeah, that's good to know.
Someone else, Joe the Leafs fan. I work for CAA Roadside Assistance. I'm on the road 10 and a half hours a day. The only thing I took for granted over the pandemic was the lack of traffic. Let me tell you, without a doubt, it's back and it sucks. That being said, I'm happy to accept it to get back to a normal life. Thanks for the show, lads. P.S. I did forget traffic entirely, and it was a bit shocking when it returned. Yeah. That's from Joe, the Leafs fan.
And what we also don't see anymore, JR, I remember driving when I was a very young age, driving by those two people in lawn chairs that used to count traffic and thinking, your parents have to be very high up in the federal government to attain said job. Because realistically, who knows if you're counting properly and who cares?
Yeah.
As long as the two of you decided to make a pact that you're going to be right on there, right?
Yep.
And also, if you're smart enough, probably you're tied into a Tomlinson or one of the groups that paves the roads. You just do the clickage as much as you can, because then you get your road repaved, right? It's a simple system, JR.
Someone saying that the Chili Moose is a good cooler option. So that's a cooler, I was asking for. But if that's just a cooler, I was actually going for the coffee cup thing.
Yeah, I got to be careful nowadays, too, on what actually fits in your car, right, JR?
Yeah.
You know, that good can point. Be a bit of an issue there. People are going, I remember in the United States when they had the Big Gulp, which is disgusting, at 7-Eleven, and people would buy it. I'm like, what are you doing with that thing? That's for the family of 12, and it wouldn't even fit in your cup holder.
No. Let's see here. Big Steve in Manitic, I swear by the Walmart brand Ozark, better and cheaper than the Yeti. Or as he wrote, and it may have been spell checked, Jedi.
Jedi.
Yeti changed to the Jedi.
Jedi action. That's not a bad idea.
It has the force.
And Karen, maybe a bit of a linguist, texts and says, no cannot be a full and complete answer to a multiple choice question. So, again, throwing another curveball at us, Karen. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that.
But he did not even get to the multiple choice portion of it. No was, did Dave Winfield hit the winning hit against Atlanta, which was wrong. Insane, no.
To circle back to the Brady Tkachuk-Cam Neely comparison from last hour, someone texts in and said, wouldn't Tim Kerr be a better comparison? Did Tim Kerr ever move from the front of the net? Was he capable of doing that? He potted many power play goals from that position. I believe a NHL record 34 power play goals, most scored from 5 feet in front of the net.
Yeah.
But don't know that I think Cam Neely, if we're going Brady Tkachuk comparison, Cam Neely is a better player than Tim Kerr.
In my opinion. No, for sure, JR. And again, I'm more thinking the element, the ability to come off of the wing to use the power. I watched Cam Neely play on one leg and almost score 50 and 50. And as I said, not to take away from him, but when you go back and watch the highlights of it, and first Craig Janney, and then the trade basically flipping that, little Stefan Kintel going the other way as well. Oates to Janney, to Neely certainly helped. And if you put that type of player with a Brady Tkachuk, and I even think back to watching his dad his first year in Winnipeg, he played with Zhamnov and Solani, and that didn't stop him from being a great player on his own, JR, but those types of players certainly go hand in hand, just like, you know, the link between Backstrom and Ovechkin. And again, not that Ovi wouldn't be great, but it certainly helps when you have a world-class playmaker around you.
From text to 12-1200, again, when you text us, standard messaging rates apply. Hey, happy birthday, Brady Tkachuk. Come and get your 50 goals this year in Ottawa, or at least 50 Gordie Howe hat tricks. That comes from unsigned.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. So the very latest on Brady Tkachuk. And again, there's been a lot of believe this is happening. This is for this and this. There's really been a lot of conjecture. There's been a lot of probably the most definitive thing that we've heard from anyone so far.
Yeah.
Would you agree, has been Gord Miller yesterday. And it was delivered as a bit of a one-off.
Yeah, very much so.
In a question put to him on TSN 690 in Montreal, the discussion or the question was asked, framed about what's going on with all the unsigned restricted free agents, especially the five or six guys who are probably going to get bigger contracts. So that's Quinn Hughes, Elias Pettersson, Kirill Kaprizov, Rasmus Dahlin in Buffalo, and Ottawa's Brady Tkachuk. So here was Gord Miller's answer to that question.
I think Tkachuk will get done in Ottawa here pretty quickly. I think they're from what I understand, they're getting close to getting something done there. So
long as reported, or shorter,
yeah,
perhaps.
I think it's a long deal. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So again, it you know, sometimes things are put out there to certain members of the media to be delivered.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way that things work. We understand that. And then sometimes people come to learn things and they just pass along that knowledge. I would say the way that was delivered would suggest to me that Gord wasn't told to go sow that seed, as it were. This is what I've come to learn. And this is what I'm going to tell you right now. And, Simmer, you're always probably the best in terms of being able to connect the dots in the hockey industry, which is very small. So connect the dots for everybody on why Gord Miller would be a very plugged-in insider to this particular topic.
Yeah, met Gord back in 92-93. I don't know how long he'd been with TSN at that point, but was living in an apartment with Kent Manderville. And those apartment, or that apartment they rented off of, was owned by Donnie Meehan. Donnie Meehan started Newport Sports not long after Pat Morris came along. Years later, Craig Oster came along. So the connection, and on Saturday nights after a Leafs game, you go to the Madison, and every person in hockey, from the Strachans to Ron McLean's to general managers, players, anybody connected with Newport Sports was there along with Gord. Like I say, this is a long time, I guess 30-year relationship. What also tells me, and again, I don't know this, but when you tip that off right there, that tells me he's not getting that directly from Craig Oster. Somebody else within the firm itself has gotten word, and it could be anybody from the person doing the contracts, because I don't feel like, because if you talked to Craig Oster, Craig would have said, listen, here's what I know, but please don't say anything. And it's more like, hey, I heard they're getting, Craig's pretty close to getting a deal done. That's what I'm kind of leading, because as I said, otherwise, Craig or anybody else, I always say they use the word pissed off, but generally, if it's directly from Craig Oster or even, I don't think Tkachuk camp, it would be more, hey, listen, let's just keep it quiet, where, hey, it's filtered out, you don't feel bad, and you've thrown it out there. And as I said, the way he presented it and knowing how tied in Gord is, I'd be semi-shocked, JR, and also just all the other kind of, just the feeling around it and how it's being kept quiet today, nobody's saying anything against it, tells me they are very close to a long-term deal.
So within any agency, there's a hierarchy, right? Probably the guys that have been there longer have more seniority, they may have the bigger clients, and you got the new guys that come in, work your way up, et cetera, et cetera. So within Newport Sports, would Don Meehan be the top of the food chain? And Craig Oster, who is, again, to just to make sure we're all up to date here, that is Brady Tkachuk's uncle and his agent. Would Don Meehan be Craig, boss isn't the right word, but Craig Oster, so would he go to him and say, hey, Ozzie, what's going on? Like, what's going on with all your clients out there? And it's sort of a, you know, I don't know, an open-ended phone call that happens once a week. And, okay, this is going on with Tkachuk, and this is going on with client X with this team. That be typically how it might go on?
Well, I'm going to say this, JR, and I'll have to find out after the fact. First of all, I think Donnie Meehan technically owns Newport Sports. And I would say it operates very much like a law firm. Donnie Meehan is Newport Sports.
So, or like a real estate firm, and he's the broker.
Well, yeah, exactly. And now Pat Morris has come in and been a long time, and Craig as well, I'm going to assume that you are basically like, you know, a partner, junior partner. I don't know if you're technically a shareholder, but what I would have guessed at the end of the day, for whatever Craig Oster is generating under Newport Sports and whatever he gets in revenue, that I'm assuming Donnie Meehan gets a piece of the action, that it is his company. Do you know what I mean? You've set up shop with him. So to that, now, would he go to Donnie Meehan to necessarily say, hey, do you approve of the deal? Can we do it? I don't think it would go
there. He's got enough seniority,
But would they be having the conversation, or just more than anything, just bounce it off him and say, hey, what do you think? So, but very much that, you know, again, just guessing, it would be Pat Morris and Donnie, but that's the way I would think it would work for sure. So in the, just, you know, hey, checking up on other clients, what's going on? What do you think of the deal? And the big part of this, JR, for Newport and for any of the big firms, like, it's just really making sure, hey, Are we staying at the cutting edge of a deal here? We don't ever want to make it look like anybody got a discount or a fair deal. Hey, they'll schmooze you and smile you, but at the end of the day, they always want to be pushing ahead and making sure that Brady Tkachuk, when that contract signed, they'd be more than thrilled to say that the Ottawa Senators overpaid. You know, they'll never tell you that, but that is the goal every time they go to do business.
Maximize what your client makes, right?
Well, it just allows you.
If that's important to the client.
Well, exactly, and they'll make it important to you, but it's really important too. And this is also where, when you think about Doughty went sideways and went on his own, they were thrilled with the contract he got in a sense of the way it was structured. All it did was say, oh, next time you do a deal, never do it on your own. Make sure you get an agent. He's got no protection on the latter part of that deal. So, no, that would be the interchange. And that's more where I feel like, you know, Gord has checked in with somebody and said, oh, it sounds like they're getting close on Tkachuk. That's the way that was delivered in my interpretation.
Right, right. Yeah. And so, again, nothing definitive, but that's as close to someone who's a hockey insider has had it. Most of it has been kind of bits and pieces,
for sure.
You're talking to your guys in St. Louis with the Tkachuk camp, and you've kind of advanced the story a little bit on that end. There's been some advancement on this end, but that's as close as anybody's come to saying, yeah, it's pretty much, it looks like it's going to get, it's getting close. I don't want to not quote Gord accurately on this one. So that's where we stand right now. So our TSN 1200 Tool and Equipment Store web poll question: does Brady Tkachuk deserve to make more than Thomas Chabot? Because this is where the story is going to go from here. If and when this contract comes in, and it's a long-term deal, Thomas Chabot is 8x8. He's $64 million.
Yeah.
And the debate among Senator fans before Brady Tkachuk, before his season even ended, is, hey, his next contract, should it be the exact same as Chabot? Should it be less because maybe statistically he's not going, which a lot of contracts are based on goals and points, especially if you're a forward.
Yeah.
Or does the intangibles, what we talked about so much, which would make a Brady Tkachuk contract maybe difficult, more difficult than others because of, all of the things he brings to the table that maybe aren't all measurables.
Yeah.
Does that maybe supersede what Thomas Chabot makes right now? So our question is, we're not looking for your prediction. We're looking for, do you think he deserves to make more money? I have heard Senator fans say, absolutely. And I have heard just as many say, you know what? The guy's got 25 goals and 50 points and 55 points prorated, right?
Yeah.
You're going to pay him $8.5 million a year? Huh?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah, for sure.
Right now, your votes would, and it really hasn't changed very much.
Yeah.
It's 50, let me just look here, get to 55-45. 55% say yes, he deserves to make more. 45% say no, he does not deserve to make more than Thomas Chabot. So let us know what you think at tsn1200.ca.
Yeah, and funny, just in my own head, Jer, and I've almost gotten away from the three-year deal, but almost feels like if he signs for 6 years that the AAV would be identical to Thomas Chabot. And if at $48 million, and if you want to go higher to 7 or 8, that it is going to be somewhere between 64 and 72. I just don't know where yet.
So that's interesting. Yeah. I'm forwarding the idea of a 6-year contract. Yeah, would not be the end of the world.
No.
I bet you if it came in at 6 years, I think there probably would be some disappointment in the market.
Yeah.
Happy that he signed for 6 years is a long time, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Absolutely.
My point in 6 years, and whether it's 6, 7, 8, whatever, the Ottawa Senators with the current core that they have, you're either gone on a deep run that, may have resulted in a championship, maybe to a final, that's all going to happen with this current core in the next, over this next 6 years, or it's not happening. And at that point, by the time you reach years 5 and 6, that it ain't happening with this core.
Yeah.
They're just not good enough for whatever reason. Yeah. We need to change out some of the pieces at that point. Be it that contracts are expiring or guys going into the final year of their contract, make them much more tradable.
Yeah.
If you need to change out the furniture, not having somebody necessarily sign for still 3 more years at that point may make changing the furniture easier.
Yeah.
So that's why, I think the Batherson deal, for a bunch of different reasons, was a really good deal for Ottawa.
First of all,
it's 6 years. The guy's an ascending player. I think you can look at him and go, he's a 30-goal guy.
He may be anonymous to a lot of other people around the NHL, but people who watch the Ottawa Senators know that Drake Batherson is going to be a really good hockey player.
Yeah,
and they've
yeah.
got him for his best 6 years, okay. and they've got him at $5 million per year. I think yeah. that's a really, really good and smart contract.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even, Brady Tkachuk, 22 years old, both sides. Brady, here, go to 28, become unrestricted. Ottawa, if I can keep the AAV a little bit lower and stay at 8 instead of going up to 9, JR, hey, for the next 6 years, and again, I've said also $1 million isn't huge, but in trying to structure my whole group and where I'm at, yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with that either. Hey, that's laid in. Batherson's laid in. Hopefully White works out to Shabbat, and then you get to work on some other pieces, and then you start to really define your core. And more importantly, I do think from the leadership side, and everyone's a leader anyway, but for Brady Tkachuk to roll into town 6, 7, 8 years, put a captaincy on his jersey, the buy-in and how he feels about and whatever his personal life is, family, whatever has happened down the road here, it's just a whole different element, different feeling of, okay, this is our crew. Now let's get ready to rock and roll here. And we're not going to win a cup right away, but we're certainly headed in a great direction. And next phase of attracting either a big boy, probably not free agency, but through trades, when they at least look at the Ottawa program, they say, man, they got their house in order. I wouldn't mind going there to win.
Right, right. And again, one of the other things that they're going to have to keep in mind here in Ottawa is, I mean, Shabbat is done. Batherson is done. Yeah. If and when Tkachuk gets done, he gets done. There's still three or four more dominoes to fall within that core player structure Josh Norris, you know, as soon as this offseason, but definitely at the end of next season, he will be up for a new contract. Year after that, Timmy Stützle.
Yeah.
And then the year after that, Jake Sanderson, if and when he comes to Ottawa, if he's part of the future core.
Yeah, and you'll quickly have to make decisions on Paul DeBrown, sincerely on Zub, JR. There's other things. And again, the other thing I'll say with this, and it's unfortunate because I don't believe if we were sitting here today and White's situation presented itself, they would have done that. That was forced. These other ones aren't. And this is one of the things, okay, build every phase of an, you know, whatever. You don't have a core to make a decision on, JR, for the most part, unless you have good players. You know what I mean? You know, this is a good decision to have that you're looking and saying, wow, it's not perfect, but I think all these players are going to be high-end players. A lot of organizations, and the only ones that do are the Tampa Bays of the world, the Pittsburghs, the Washingtons, the LAs, the Chicagos that have had sustained success. You know what I mean? Like, this is a really good problem to have that you ought, you know, again, nothing's perfect, but as you kind of look at it and say, wow, this is a pretty good spot to be in if we can lock these guys up because they are very, very promising young players.
I think the other thing to remember in all of this, you know, what's the proper length of a long-term contract for any of these guys you identify as core players is in all likelihood, if we those six players we talk about all the time, in all likelihood, not all six are going to end up being, for various reasons, maybe as good as you think they're going to be. And it could be,
Oh, the odds, you're right. Yeah.
You know, chances are probably one of them may, for whatever reason, may not live up to expectation. And it may be due to injury. It may be due to, you know, personal circumstances that things come into their life that, you know, send them a little bit sideways for whatever reason. Like, there are more than a few examples around where you think, okay, you know, player 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, good young player on my team, they're all going to be turn and they're all going to max out at what we think they're going to do. It just doesn't work out that way.
No.
That's just human, you know, it's just the way humans are put together, that things don't always click at 100%. I think to mitigate your risk a little bit on that with some of these guys going to 6 years as opposed to maxing out at 8 is, I think, the proper way to go.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. And you try to think through and think about Tampa Bay. Now, it hasn't been all hit, but getting rid of Duran and bringing Sergachev in, and also, very truly, JR, the better the atmosphere, the better organization, the better chance you have, right? I mean, if you do, in the hockey ops side, have that going, well, I do think that makes a big difference on a bad organization where another guy could end up going sideways versus being part of a very good group that has some accountability to it.
All right. So, again, that's the very latest Gordon Miller's comments from yesterday. We'll find out if and when that kicks off any kind of news for today. A lot of people connecting all the dots, speaking of which, of Brady Tkachuk's birthday and the Sens Twitter you know, picture that's on there that they say has changed in the last couple. I don't keep track of it that closely. They say it's changed. Tkachuk's on there now. So Maybe it's just for his birthday. Maybe it's a hint at what's to come. So we'll see. We'll find out if today is the day. But a lot of people have circled this day, September 16th. If it's going to happen, if things are going to be taken to the, we'll call it the 11th hour with training camp not until next Wednesday. What would we say? Is today, is it the 10 o'clock hour we're at right now? Not the 11 o'clock hour?
I don't know. I think it's actually the celebration hour because, as I said, to me...
Well, you're going away from my narrative.
No,
here.
I know.
Follow
but,
along.
But the positive has been, JR, that they're both on the same page of wanting a long-term contract. But I'll go...
They're looking at the same clock.
It's sank all set. You're having happy hour. I'm going to say it's happy hour.
Happy hour. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Between 5 and 7.
Okay. 5 and 7. Okay. Yeah. And you know what's on tonight? Bleu Nuit. Take it over the top.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Thoughts on any of that are always welcome. You can text us at 12-1200. Tweet at us at TSN1200. That's an old school reference right there when I first moved to Ottawa. Wow. That's on the television machine up here? That's amazing.
You never watched late night TV like that before.
Not where I came from.
Not where I came from.
It gave me a whole new appreciation for the French culture. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with much more coming up next hour. Steve Samara, head coach of the Carlton Ravens men's football team. They got their new season starting this weekend versus Queens. The challenges of putting together a team that hasn't played for 2 years on a shortened schedule and everything else. And, of course, with the Panda game coming up in a couple of weeks. So we'll talk to Steve Samara coming up next hour as we continue along right here on Sports Radio TSN 1200.